Yeah, so this is the Birkas HaTorah according to Shmuel. You're saying the first one, but I don't know that Shmuel recognized the existence of any others. So this was the mystery, right? Hishkim Lashano, Sachelo Kara Kriyat Shema Tzarech Levarech. Apparently what Shmuel had in mind was that you should say a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem El Kinem El Cholam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Okay? So what type of bracha, what mode of bracha does that sound like? Good. Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu. It sounds like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, the language is not so simple, right? Well, if you would have been told that there is such a thing called a Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, not every mitzvah has a bracha. Tzedakah doesn't have a bracha. Kibud Ave'im doesn't have a bracha. Those are some of the most significant mitzvahs in Yadus, right? So, okay, so if somebody told you Talmud Torah, right, it's connected Kulam, it has a bracha, so how would you have written the Birchas HaMitzvah? So you turn to have it Sivanu? Yeah, a little Moda Satora. Maybe a little Amida Satora if you were very aspirational. I like that idea. So, Lasok Bidivrei Torah. What's connoted in that verb? Kiva? Right. So give me an example in Shas that the Lishna Durabanan would indicate that. Asakta the period of Irifia. Very good. I like that. Bring another raya. What's that? Okay, good. Okay, but just in, you're right. So the just another halachic reference. That's true, right? The Rambam definitely says that, right? And Hilchok Sela V'Aveda in the context of Yeshuva Shalolam and Mesachik B'Kuvya and why they're Pasol Eidos. But I was thinking about Osek B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. What's the assumption? That the Osek B'Mitzvah, right? General assumption there is, right, that we're not talking about a person who's wearing tzitzis and his mother asks him to get him a glass of water and he says, can't do the kibud avim right now if you're wearing tzitzis, you know. It's like mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, right? So it means that a person is really involved in the mitzvah. So technically speaking, you know, there's a whole discussion there in terms of it's efshar l'kayim shneim or not efshar l'kayim shneim. But the point is it does connote, I agree with you, Akiva, a degree of immersion. So lasok b'divrei Torah, you probably couldn't help but look over at the Rebbe Akiva Eger, and even if you could help but look over at the Rebbe Akiva Eger, then you certainly saw in the Rif that this isn't the only way of slicing it, but this is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So Shmuel, who was the one who said Hishkin Lashanos, that it's tied to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, so he follows through in the way that we'd expect him to, but we don't yet understand the Ava Rabba point. Right? That's the only piece of Shmuel that we don't fully understand. Okay. Now I think we're ready to go on to Rabbi Yochanan. Go ahead, Rami. So stop there. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Bohachi. So Rabbi Yochanan, is he saying that this is a different bracha? So it's Misayim Bohachi. Right? So it seems like he believes that Shmuel is correct, right? This is the correct bracha, but it needs an extension. Let's just take a quick look over at Rashi. We have other Rashis to fill in. I haven't forgotten. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Bohachi. Rami? So that he feels that, just in an expression, he feels that the Birchas HaTorah needs to be a... This time you were wrong. Ezra? What do you call that? Psicha Baruch, Hasim Baruch? An Aruka. Okay. So he feels that it should be an Aruka. But what's interesting is, right, so that now the Ofi, the nature, might change a little bit, okay? He's not denying the character of Shmuel's bracha, but it's really interesting. Asher Kishan Tzavet Sivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Now go ahead, Rami. This is a text of Rabbi Yochanan's version, Rabbi Yochanan Eretz Yisrael, Shmuel and Bavel. Ha'arev no. The Oskei Torah says, wait, you have Lishma?
No, I don't, never mind.
Okay. Okay, so this is so much here. Okay. So what is the character of Rabbi Yochanan's extension? Let's start there, and then we can analyze it. I mean, were it independent, what might you say? That it is a
tefillah
rabba kasha, clearly. And yet Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Bavli, right, our text, doesn't assume that this is a separate bracha. So it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, but an intrinsic part of the birchas ha-mitzvah is a bakasha that what? What's the substance of the bakasha? Yenison? That's certainly a part of it. Anachnu v'tzetzo enu. According to some girsos, it's not just tzetzo enu, but? Oh, I love that gir. So why? Because what does that assume? Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, right? Vodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. Okay, very good. V'lokiz v'lun bendan. Okay, very good. Right? So there's certainly that aspect. That takes us back to where we started the entire sugya, that to say, B'nayim shel tamidei chamin and tamidei chachamim isn't just some random onesh. It doesn't say, you know, they didn't say birchas haTorah, so they got, hemorrhoids. They didn't say birchas haTorah, so the entire kiyum of Torah was compromised, right? So here, again, in the bracha, the tefillah that's attached to the birchas hamitzvah, so what you see is certainly an aspect of ha'avaras hamisora, right? And the language is so interesting, right? Yodei Shemech, we'll have a lot to say about that. Talmud Torah and Yediyah Shemos Hashem are deeply related. That's a Ramban specialty issue. And then Rabbi Yochanan echoed the text of Shmuel, Ve'oskei Terasecha, which again, right, that would be a chasima mein hapsicha, right? Lasok b'divrei Torah, then that would connect to this issue of oskei terasecha, right? We have, what do we say, by the way? Right. That's how you lefum rihata, that's why you said what you said, which is good. It's important. And Baruch Ata Hashem, hamilamed Torah le'amo Yisrael. So the chasima is fascinating, and it identifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate Malamed HaTorah, right? So being, a Malamed is also a kiyum halachta b'drachav. It's like being a Baal Chesed is, because you say, Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Such a beautiful thing. Those brachos mirror each other. Malamed HaTorah Lamo Yisrael, Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. So Lamo Yisrael here seems pretty exclusive, right? Only Lamo Yisrael. Morasha Kilas Yaakov, Morasha Lanu, V'lo lahem. Okay, so there's a lot here. But Rashi, who you saw here, says something exquisite. Okay? Ving, what does Rashi say? Harev Noah Hashem Elokeinu. Well, so the Bakasha, the substance of the Bakasha, isn't just the transmission of the Masorah, but Yarvu Aleinu Lasok Bahem Me Ahava. How do we interpret that line? David. Right, so that really takes us back. Now you're seeing that point of nexus between the Hakdama and the Psicha here, right? So that what we're really after is that Talmud Torah should be an Ahava experience, both the pursuit of Ahava, because Ahava lefi ha-yidiyah, but also that the process should also be reflective of this sense of Ahava, the ha-arev no, that there should be this deep psychic enjoyment. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have to struggle our way through rifts and balamors and ravids and rambans in the sugya, but it means that it should be suffused with this sense of, the gravity of it all and the significance of it all and the grandeur of it all. So that's the bakasha. So what's really interesting then is the next Rashi, because the next Rashi is, and this is, Gufo what Tosos says as well, but it's a bigger issue for Rashi, because Tosos, again, what's the Rashi? And you may have just, out of curiosity, looked over at Tosos also, that the proper girsa in terms of the chasima is not, what, Rabaran? It's not Lamdeinu Chukecha. Because the problem with Lamdeinu Chukecha is that that's a tefillah or bakasha. And then you're thinking to yourself, What was Vaharivna? So again, Tosos says that. That's fine, because Tosos hasn't committed himself to this idea of, you know, the language of Bakasha. So it's a little difficult to understand. But who wants to try to explain what Rashi is driving at in terms of the Chasima? The Chasima, if Rabbi Yochanan is really part of Shmuel... Exactly, right? So it can't be, you know, B'Torah Sabakasha, because that would somehow depart too much from the Berchas HaMitzvah. Akiva, very well done. I think that's exactly correct. Okay, I think that's what we had in mind, because it is Messiah Bohachi. Okay, let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Rami, back to you. So he is not holding of Shmuel. And he's not holding of Shmuel plus Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Hamnuna has his own idea. So he says, Hishkim Lashanos, what the bracha would be, if a person was Hishkim Lashanos, and this is now extremely helpful for us, right? Achlo kara kriyat shma tzarech levarech. Mishkara kriyat shma karniftar ba'ava rabba. I think you'd all have to say that Rav Hamnuna's idea fits in pretty well with that. Why? Because what's Rav Hamnuna, what type, what mode is Rav Hamnuna's bracha? Sound like a Birchas HaMitzvah, there's no Asher Kiddushan Mitzvah Vitzivanu. Is it a Bakasha? No, it's a Birchas Shevach Vehoda. So yeah, so Birchas Shevach Vehoda typically are done when? Typically, after, right? Thunder, lightning, 600,000 people, right? Brios Mishunos, whatever it is, right? Birchas Ha'ilanos, right? So the Chiddush is, and if so, those of you who already got to the Gemara Chaf Aleph can appreciate why this might be the case already, that this would be beforehand. But there's no problem now with it being in conjunction with the act itself, just like Berachas Shevach Vehodah are attached to witnessing something. You just have to explain why it's before, but we can handle that anomaly. That's a Daf Chaf Aleph issue. But it also, in terms of liberating the entire discussion from Berachas HaMitzvah, so that really helps with what we did yesterday, right? The Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara Bava Metziah, maybe even Nashim Ivarachos. Right? Asher bachar banu mikol amim v'nasan lanu es Torah so or es HaTorah. So, you know, if you're taking it back to that, anybody just want to make a Nashim comment? Nashim comment? Menachem?
They were also chosen to get
the
Torah.
Kosomar leves Yaakov v'sagei livnei Yisrael ha'kel esam anashim v'nashim v'ataf. If that's the issue, zohi, Baruch Atah Hashem, no Sein HaTorah. So Bechiras Yisrael and Esinas HaTorah is certainly not, you know, synonymous with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So, you know, according to our Girsa, this is a little funny, this is a humorous part of the Gemara, one of the funnier lines in Bachos. So after that, so after Rav Hamnuna makes his suggestion, go ahead, Rami. Nice. Hold on a second. So according to our Girsa, what's funny about that, Ezra? What's that? Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's complimenting the. It means Birchas HaTorah the entire thing.
What's that?
If you read like Rashi, he's not complimenting his Nusach, he's complimenting. He's saying.
Well, again, so Rav Hamnuna says, Asher Bacharoni Klamim Nasan Lanu Es Torah, Sober Chata Hashem Nusin Et Torah, Amr Rav Hamnuna, Zohi Me'ula Shebi Brachos. So again, Ephraim wants to say this is his favorite bracha in the world, right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little, I think it's a little funny to read it that way, unless you take away the Hilkach.
What do you mean? This is the greatest bracha in the world. Therefore, let's say all these different versions, because this is the most important bracha you're ever going to make. The bracha.
Oh, you're saying not. He just likes the idea of Birchos HaTorah in this very general sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's the one who says, not the Gemara. Not the Gemara. Okay, so that's definitely not the way the Riff understood it, but I hear what you're saying. So Ben Sion, I always understood it as you did and enjoyed that. The Riff changes the Girsa for that reason. I'm not sure that Rashi is dispositive one way or the other. I understand it from exactly what you said about Rashi, but he could just be saying that his bracha has all three elements, right? Because his bracha has, of course, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim, so that's the Kilos Yisrael, V'nasan Lanu Es Torah So, Baruchat HaShem No Sein HaTorah. That's the way I always interpreted Rashi, as targeted to his girsa. I see what you're saying.
I think for your way, you'd have to read that word is Zoyim Me'ula Shebet Birkos HaTorah. You'd have to read Rashi's Dibra Matzvah Shebet Birkos. Because if Zoyim Me'ula Shebet Birkos, and the first word is HaTorah.
Right. I'm making that assumption. I'm assuming it's implicit. Of this, that he was aware, you know, of the other suggestions, which I don't think is unreasonable. So now we come to the conclusion, Rami, this is the three words that we haven't gotten to yet. So that's odd. And I'm not the first person to notice this. The Ravi points this out as well. Not there yet. But Yehuda, what's odd about that in the world of brachos? Menachem? You have to be careful, right? Safek brachos lekula is a reflection, is not an independent din of what? Exactly. Very well done, Yenison. About the concern about a bracha levatala. So just to say, oh, we're going to say everything is, you know, usually not the way that you go in terms of brachos. You know, mea brachos shebechol yom is very nice, but you can't start saying, you know, brachos, you know, levatala, brachos shenos trichos to, you know, try to pad your stats over there. Okay, so that is a little difficult. Okay, so let's put Ephraim, since you mentioned it, why don't you just put the Rashi on the ledger, and then we have to circle back to one previous Rashi. Zohi Mula Shebe Brachos. So Rashi again says, right? Zohi Mula Shebe Brachos HaTorah. Rashi reads it, kind of, that's why I said, Rashi reads it the way that I said. It was Ben Sion, he was tooting his own horn. You ever hear that one? To toot your own horn? That's one of the great old time expressions. He was tooting his own horn. Imagine somebody, you know, sort of, you know, tooling down the road, tooting his own horn, because he's got a nice, you know, whatever it is.
Has anyone else ever tooted your horn for you?
What's that?
In the car?
Well, I remember as a kid, my mom, like, leaning over, like, and my dad, you know, was like, you know, she thought being a little aggressive, she was like, you know, saying, you know, stuff like that, you know, but it's a good expression, tooting your own horn, right? So Rav Hamnuna goes, look over here, look at my Brachos HaTorah. It's got a kilos l'makom, it's got a kilos l'Torah, it's kilos l'Yisrael. There's something nice about that. You're sort of tooling down that road, tipping your cap, tuning your own horn. Okay, so Zoyi Mu'ula Shebrichos HaTorah, Shebeho Da'a l'makom, right? There's an expression of gratitude that God chose us. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim, right? He could have chosen, I don't know, the Northern Alliance, right? The Taliban, you know, or whatever it was. He didn't. Okay, and v'kilos the Torah l'Yisrael, and praise for both the Jewish people and for Torah itself is something extremely precious. So the hilkach l'menu l'chulu is something which again requires an enormous amount of discussion. So here's kind of where the action is at. We had these two very difficult sections of the Gemara, really three. You start out with the Ava Rabba point. That's difficult for the reasons that we spoke about. Then you have this very difficult intermediate section with the Ishitos about, you know, different areas, different Tchumei Torah that may or may not require a bracha. And then you have a final section as to what the bracha actually is. And there seems to be a frontal machlokas about not just what the text is, but what the modality of the bracha is. The bracha shevech v'hoda'ah. There's a suggestion that there's a bakasha as well, but in our girsa, the bakasha is attached to the birchas hamitzvah. So if you want to be fair about it in the Bavli, it's probably birchas hamitzvah versus birchas shevach v'hoda'ah, but we can't deny the aspect of bakasha that's there as well, right? Rashi made it very clear that the chasima sabracha could not be lamdeinu chukecha, because it can't be fundamentally a bakasha or a tefillah. Tosfos agreed to that point also. So there's this big debate. Now, I think, you know, it's worth considering whether parts 2 and 3 of the Gemara are somehow related, right? As I suggested before, where Rav Hamnuna really helps us is if you can liberate Birchas HaTorah from the modality of Birchas HaMitzvah, so then all of a sudden you could start talking about those Shitos. What do I mean by that, Ezra? Let's say Rav Hamnuna were right. Okay? And Rav Hamnuna says, the Birchas HaTorah is, right, thanking God for giving us the Torah. Then what might you say? The middle section of the Gemara, how might then it sort of tie back? Shai?
I mean, for what? We're saying this bracha on things that Hashem gave us that we...
Oh, so what did God give us?
The Torah.
Right.
And
okay, so that might be the issue, is that we all recognize the authority of Torah Sheba'al Peh, but we all recognize there's a certain human element that doesn't exist when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, right? Right, we just had, you know, we just read Rav Hamnuna, Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, there's Machlokes, there's human involvement. So, it could be that the second and third parts of the Gemara are related. That might be why also Medrash, which is really tied into the Psukim themselves, you might say, okay, that's an aspect of Torah Sheba'al Peh that's so deeply related to Torah Shebichsav, because Medrash, by definition, what does it do? It's rabbinic interpretations of Psukim themselves. Right, so let's take a look now at that Rashi. Rashi says Medrash, way back up, Yehuda, Rashi, Medrash, who Karov. He says, he's talking about the Midrashi Halacha here, for sure, but nonetheless, hey Midrashi Mikros, right? It's the Perush of Chazal on the Torah. It's Parshanut ala Torah, lehalacha. Okay, so certainly we're going to, when we take a look at the riff in just a moment, so that's, you know, going to animate our discussion. Now, what about the Rashi here about Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba? Who picked up on why this Rashi was so significant? Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. Right, so again, the idea is you should have to make the bracha, and we know what Shmuel's bracha is. Shmuel's bracha is Gufa the... It's the Birchas HaMitzvah. And yet he's the one who says that you could be Mikayim through Ava Rabba. So let's put that Rashi on the ledger. Okay, Akiva, go ahead. Rashi on the ledger. Kvar niftar ba'Ava Rabba. So me'ein birchas HaTorah, whenever you talk about a me'ein ha'bracha, what does it mean? So like a distilled version. But which part did Rashi choose to pick out?
Bakasha,
and that's very difficult to square with Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one who wanted a Birchas HaMitzvah. So, it's this difficulty here, both in terms of understanding how you could have anything, you know, supplant a Birchas HaTorah, but especially if you hold that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, how is a Bakasha going to do that job for you? It's very, that's difficult to understand. Akiva.
Just in terms of the comment we made about women,
right.
Exactly the bracha, the line that the Gra brought up in terms of being problematic for women, and also none of us Torah, so women weren't given Torah.
No, but you can understand what we mean by that. I mean, if it's a Hodah Hashem that He chose us from all the nations to give us the Torah, women should be included in that. Yeah. That's true. Tosas is specific about that issue, both in terms of Eretz Yisrael and Torah. But what's the issue there? Is it sort of the, being the general recipients of the Torah, or what's the language that was bothersome? What's that? Well, it's both issues. Noam is correct about that. But what's the? You said the words a second ago. Just. Oh, okay, then what's Tosas concerned about? Hukecha shodatanu, right? So it has to do more, I think, with the actual limud, right, than anything else. Okay, so I want to come back to a Gemara that deals with Nashim in a second, but let's take a look at the riff, okay? I definitely want to at least get through the riff today. I know this Gemara is so rich that, you know, you don't want to rush through anything, but let's get through the riff, not just to rush through it, but the riff helps us with certain difficulties we had in our Gemara, and then the riff blows open the sugya in terms of his text of Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so Shai, why don't you read the riff for us, starting with Amar Rav Huna. Now again, I'm not going to get so focused on the fact that he has different Amoraim saying different, you know, Shitos, but the basic order is obviously of critical importance. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so again, so that's a really interesting way of putting it. So Mikra Tzarech Levarich, but Mishnah and Talmud, sort of the staples of Torah Shabbal Peh, no. So Rav Hamnuna is drawing the line right where, you know, we might have thought of drawing the line if you were reflecting on the idea that Hashem gave us a certain corpus, okay? Right, which is really interesting. Well, why would you cut out Medrash? But then anyway, right, so it's Rav himself. And now the Raya falls very naturally into place, right? You can see why the Rif Skirsa is a little bit, you know, more understandable, okay? The Amr of Chiyabarashi is in and again, have a claim to Kami the Rav. So, right, Netilas Sadaim, Umivarech, right, and he would say the bracha, whatever, you know, that bracha is. The Chasa Rav Haigon, the Hilchasa, Kavase the Rav, so that he's right in principle, that you make a bracha on everything, including Medrash as well, and the Minog is like him also. So that the bottom line is on any one of the Chadri HaTorah, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Medrash, you make a bracha on it all. Now again, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, he says if somebody asks you a quick question and you know, you haven't said Berachas HaTorah yet, you know, a quick, you know, yes or no Psak Halacha question, you can answer that. There's limited flexibility, but, you know, generally speaking, we try to be extremely, extremely, extremely careful about this. Okay, now, my Mivarech. Okay, let's take this slowly and carefully.
My Mivarech.
Okay, so this is a shita that we didn't see, right, in our Gemara, but right, this is the Rav Yehuda who quoted the name of Shmuel. Okay, so Shmuel has been excised here, okay, as the Bala Maimar, and we have a very, very different text. Instead of Lasok B'Divrei Torah, we have Al Divrei Torah, which it still has the basic format of the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is Asher Kitchan Tzavet Tzivanu, but it doesn't have
the action of Asita.
Well, it doesn't have
the action of Asita.
Very good. Al Divrei Torah. Avi, how would you learn that? What does that even mean? He has commanded us on matters of Torah. What's that?
On the institution of Torah.
I like that formulation very much. So, is it possible to say that even somebody who wasn't mechuyav, or mechuyaves, as the case might be, could still recite this Birchas HaMitzvah? Absolutely, right? Torah Simecha, right? Women certainly have a responsibility, even vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if they're not mechuyavos, mashlam adav adoma, piri avirivya. You certainly have a responsibility, as everybody agrees, to help a man fulfill his responsibility. I know that that probably doesn't do full justice to the role that they play in that particular mitzvah, but okay, if we're talking about it in a purely halachic sense of the term, I think you can accept my formulation. Please flip back for just a second to the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin. I just wanted to show you a Gemara that is reflective of this idea of women's obligation Al Divrei Torah, but not Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, Yitzayin Amud Aleph, towards the very bottom, towards the two dots, Gidola Havtacha, Shivticha Nekadosh Baruch Hu Anashim, Yoser Min Ha'anashim. The reward, the promise, is greater for Anashim than Anashim. Shene'emar, who's reading?
Shene'emar, Anashim Sha'ananos,
Komna, Shemana Koli, Botchos Hazena Imrasi, right? This is not Lamech talking, by the way. So why should it, well, you know, it's like, where did all this come from, this great bracha? Nashim b'may zochyon. Why do they have such zichuyos? Bakuye banayhu leve kinishta. So they drive the carpool. No, it's more than that, right? They direct their children to, you know, tinoko shel beis rabban, to the beis hakneses, right? Uvisnuye gavraihu be rabbonan. Interestingly, Rashi notes here the beis hamedrash shesham shown in Mishnah Gemara. Right, they're learning Mishnah and Gemara there, apparently, as opposed to, you know, Mikra or Medrash. Okay? V'natrin l'gavroyhu. Right, meaning? They wait for their husbands to return from the Beis Rabbanan, and Rashi even adds in, right, Mamtino sabalei, and v'noslam b'shos, alechas l'mo Torah b'ir acharis. There's Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. So here you see this sense of a woman's contribution to limud Torah per se, but it's more in the sense of al divrei Torah than in the sense of lasuk b'divrei Torah. I think that's very, very important. So again, according to the girsa of the Rif, one could make a lot of sense of a birchas hamitzvah that even could include women, right? Nashim mevarchos birchas haTorah. But again, let's not get ahead of ourselves because we'll have to take a look, obviously, at the girsa that the Mechaber brings to bear. So Asher Kishanu Tavit Sivanu Al Divrei Torah. Okay? Back in the riff. You have Vi?
Ha'arevna.
Okay. Why did it change to from Oske to Lomde? Eitan, why did well, you have credit, Prime?
Rabbi Yochanan's decoupled from that original bracha.
Correct. So even if it were attached, right? So that's exactly right, Ephraim. Very well said. That Rabbi Yochanan has a competing version, right? A full-fledged bakasha or a tefillah, right? V'Rav Hamnuna Amar. So here we have to be a little bit upset about the riff, Ben Sion and I at least, right? Because what did he take away?
Rav Hamnuna, tooling his own
way. Right. Gone is the image of Rav Hamnuna tooling down that road, pumping that horn. The car top is down.
Radio's playing.
That's right.
The exhaust pipe is belching black smoke.
Right. Kilos l'makom al Yisrael. Torah. Okay. So, Hoda Rav Hamnuna Meula Shebe Brachosi. So, Amar Rav Papa. So, Rav Papa says, Hilkach, rather. So, that is odd. So, again, not the fact that Rav Papa is added in the gears of the riff, but what's odd about this? Once the Gemara says, not Rav Hamnuna just tooting his own horn, but according to Riff's gears, that Rav Hamnuna is the best, so then what conclusion would you expect, Mikey? Right, forget about all the issues in terms of, you know, Brach Levatala and Osisa, right? But if you say, this guy, you know, this is the best, so you say, let's do the mediocre ones also.
I'm in favor of mediocrity.
Well, you know, you're not alone. You know, it's like a bad skit, but like one guy goes, you know, the best Drake's product is the Ring Ding. And everybody's like, yeah, that's true. Let's get all of them. And you're like, yeah.
And the devil dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you understood what I said. Sure. Okay. Okay, that's a little weird, you know. But that's what we have. So, Hilkach Neminu L'chulu. So, again, the Balamor and the Ravid, we're like very taken with this line of Gemara. Like, according to the Rif's version anyway, a little difficult to pin down the flow of the Gemara. So again, just to summarize, and again, this is really what we want to be doing just in terms of reading Gemara, is really, really, really care. There's so much here, is to try to figure out, you know, what exactly we're talking about when we talk about Berachas HaTorah. Are we talking about a Berachas HaMitzvah? Are we talking about a Berachas HaMitzvah that has an intrinsic part that is a Bakasha? Because an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah Me'ahava, right? That was where the Hakdama really, you know, works into the psicha. That's Rabbi Yochanan Misayin Bahachi. Do we think that maybe that's an independent idea, that it should be a bakasha? Okay. Thirdly, you know, the Bircha Shevach Hoda'a, this Hilchach Leminu L'chul, how exactly does that emerge? Don't you have to sort of commit to one, especially when you, you know, have to be specially Zahir in Brachos, and in this Bracha in particular? The change between Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, which really is a pure Berachas HaMitzvah formulation, even though we're very inspired by Lasuk, that's a beautiful formulation, but Al Divrei Torah, which would seem much more inclusive of people who are not Mitzuvin or Mitzuvot to learn Torah, but have a responsibility to learn Torah, Agav the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin as well, and we still have this very thorny issue to try to work out, which is Shekvar Niftar Ba'Ava Rabba, but especially if you're Shmuel. So Ava Rabba, the way that Rashi understands, I'm not saying Shmuel owes Rashi a nickel, you know, or any Babylonian coin, but Rashi is distilling Ava Rabba to be a pure bakasha. So how does that, how exactly does that take place of the Birchas HaMitzvah?
Isn't Gaon the ceiling?
What's that?
Isn't Gaon the ceiling?